Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sacubitril valsartan and prevention of cardiac dysfunction during adjuvant breast cancer therapy, the PRADA 2 randomized clinical trial. This trial investigated the use of sacubitril valsartan, an angiotensin receptor neprilysin inhibitor, to prevent cardiac dysfunction in breast cancer patients undergoing anthracycline and trastuzumab therapy. The study found that sacubitril valsartan did not significantly reduce the incidence of cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction compared to placebo, indicating no significant cardioprotective benefit in this setting. The findings suggest alternative strategies are needed to mitigate cardiotoxicity in breast cancer patients receiving these treatments. Article number 2. Redefining the genetic architecture of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, role of intermediate effect variants. This research explored the role of intermediate effect variants, or IEVs, in the genetic architecture of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The study suggests that IEVs, while not individually causative, can significantly modulate disease expression and contribute to the overall phenotype. Understanding the impact of these IEVs is crucial for a more comprehensive understanding of the complex genetic basis of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 3. Peri-interventional anesthesia strategies for transcatheter aortic valve implantation, a multicenter, randomized, controlled, non-inferiority trial. The Double Choice trial compared a minimalist approach to transcatheter aortic valve implantation with standard of care in patients with symptomatic aortic stenosis. The study demonstrated non-inferiority of the minimalist approach, indicating that it is a safe and effective alternative to standard of care. This suggests a potential shift towards less invasive strategies for transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Article number 4. Microvascular endothelial cells license, APS vasculopathy through YAP1 and CCN2 mediated signaling. This study investigated the mechanisms behind antiphospholipid syndrome vasculopathy, characterized by abnormal proliferation of endothelial and smooth muscle cells in small blood vessels. The research identified that microvascular endothelial cells drive the vasculopathy through YAP1 and CCN2-mediated signaling pathways. These findings offer potential targets for developing new treatments for patients with antiphospholipid syndrome vasculopathy. Article number 5. Temporal modulation of antiplatelet therapy in high-risk patients undergoing complex percutaneous coronary intervention. The Tailored CHIP randomized clinical trial. The Tailored CHIP trial investigated tailored antiplatelet strategies involving temporal modulation of platelet inhibition intensity in high-risk patients undergoing complex percutaneous coronary intervention. The trial found that the tailored antiplatelet strategy did not reduce major adverse cardiovascular events compared to standard dual antiplatelet therapy. The study suggests that a tailored approach based on platelet function testing may not provide superior outcomes in this patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.